Welcome, everyone, to the Catlin AutoCast. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today following what I would consider to be a pretty successful weekend for the Toronto Blue Jays. We're going to break it all down and get ready for the weekend. But like I said, it felt like a pretty good weekend for the Blue Jays, all things considered. Tropicana Field can be an absolute house of horrors for this team. And in the middle part of the series, it looked like it. But to bounce back on Sunday, come out of that series on a winning note, and get a split in Tampa Bay, I think you have to be feeling very, very good about where things are going with this Blue Jays team right now. And that's going to be kind of this stretch, right? Like, you go into this stretch of Tampa Bay, Houston, New York, Seattle, New York. That is a bit of a murderer's row to start your season. If you can come out of this one splitting with some of these teams, you are in really, really good shape, considering you have a limited Kevin Gausman, at least to start with, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. You have a Jordan Romano and Eric Swanson on the IL. One of your relievers shoved a dude in the face, so he's going to be missing some time. If the longer you can come out of this just kind of splitting things, especially this road trip to start, I think you have to feel really good from a Blue Jays standpoint. And I think the biggest positive to come out of the last couple of games, again, if you missed it, we covered the first couple games of the series on the Catlin AutoCast over the weekend, but the last couple of games, and I guess specifically the last game, because there wasn't a whole lot of positives coming out of Saturday afternoon's game, but I think the biggest positive to come out of Sunday is the play of Justin Turner, specifically the bat with Justin Turner. The glove needs some work. We'll get to that in a second, but this is exactly what they needed him for. These, the add-on runs that the Blue Jays didn't get a season ago, those situations with a few runners on, and whether it was poor results or just non-competitive at-bats, either way, this Blue Jays team needed someone to come up with some professional at-bats in big moments in this season, and I think Justin Turner finally delivered on that in Game 4. I say finally, it's the fourth game of the season, but he was able to step up, I think, in a really big time way and get the ball rolling early on, get that momentum going early on in the series finale. And that's exactly what he is here for. All spring training, we heard about his different approach with two strikes, different approach with runners on base, all these different things. And it was a bit of a slow start those first three games, but this fourth one, he steps up in a big time way, and he has to continue to be that type of a guy for this team. It looks like Vlad is locked in early on this season. And at least to start with, Springer is on a bit of a roll. We'll see about Bo, but for now, there are going to be some opportunities for Turner to kind of keep this line moving. And he did that in this last game, and that's going to be so important. And I know for analytics people, RBI guy can be a bit of almost a mocking tone because of how RBIs are viewed. But I think specifically for the Blue Jays, again, given how much they struggled to score runs a season ago and their inability to cash in big moments last year, I think having a guy who can do that and be an RBI guy is kind of exactly what they need from him. So this was a great, great start for Justin Turner. Again, with the bat, with the glove, I don't know if we need to see it. I understand what they're trying to do, like get as many good bats in the lineup as possible. But that was ugly, a couple of those plays. I don't know if he has successfully made, a throw to first at all this season. I don't know. Did he play there in spring games? We don't know what's going on in sim games or anything like that. But it seemed like a weird time to just like trot that one out there. So we'll see. Like, again, if you need to get every bat in there, fine. We'll talk about a guy in a second who could be a part of things to help out. But overall, a very, very good start to the year with this fourth game here for Justin Turner. Another big positive takeaway from this one was Kevin Gausman was exactly what the Blue Jays needed. 10 out of 10. No notes. Like, he was phenomenal in this game. And they talked about him being a bit more aggressive using his fastball. There were times they were talking about it, the Twins, all season long, basically weren't taking anything, weren't swinging at anything until it was the fastball, and then they knew they could kind of jump on it. And it's not like he has a bad fastball. It's coming in at 96. But his bread and butter are some of those other pitches. If that can be a more competitive pitch for him, again, it's not a bad one, but if that can be more than just a show me fastball to get to the splitter and the slider, then he becomes even more dangerous, which is wild to say about the guy who finished in the top three in Cy Young voting a season ago. So this was such a positive sign for the Blue Jays, who honestly haven't had a whole lot of positive signs when it comes to health at the beginning part of this season and into the tail end of spring training. This was exactly what you wanted to see from him. Hopefully he's feeling fine today, recording this at 2 o'clock here on Monday. Haven't heard anything about how it may be negatively affecting him or anything like that, but a strong start to the year for Kevin Gausman was such a nice thing to see from a Blue Jays standpoint. And then the other standout was Ernie Clement. And look, I will admit, I was an Ernie Clement naysayer when you started to hear the buzz that he was going to probably make this team around the middle part of spring training. It was like, fine, I guess. And like, he was always the, look, I don't want Ernie Clement coming up with the game on the line. And I still don't, to be fair. But he has absolutely proven that he deserves to be on this big league roster. He is probably the best infielder this team has with how quick his hands are. We talked the other day on the other Catlin Autocast after the first couple of games where IKF took that ground ball, had to do a double clutch and then throw it a second. That leads to a double play not getting executed. Ernie Clement, then, it's just one fluid motion up and go. And we see that a couple of times with him. In basketball, that they have like, okay, yeah, this guy's a starter, but who's in your closing unit? I think Ernie Clement, regardless, like, whatever happens during the regular season, he should be in the Blue Jays' closing lineup, right? Like, eighth or ninth inning, whether it's Turner playing at third base, he comes in for Turner. If IKF is at third, we can continue with that for a bit, but maybe he goes to second base and step in there. I think you need to have this guy out there to close out some of these games defensively because he is so talented and so good with that glove. And with the bat, again, I'm not pinch hitting with him in the ninth, but with that bat, he has an amazing ability to make contact. And that this is something we have talked about in a league where there is so much swing and miss now, to have this guy who you feel comfortable with to just not strike out, put the ball in play, make some things happen, try to keep that line moving. You absolutely love to see it. So I think Ernie Clement is going to be one of those super utility guys who the city of Toronto and the country of Canada really falls in love with as his career goes along. It wasn't all positive for the Blue Jays. Those middle games were a little bit ugly, and they kind of get the exclamation mark on it with Yenesis Carrera with the little pie face on Caballero in the third game of this four-game set against the Tampa Bay Rays. He's been suspended 3 games. The team is appealing that suspension. This just can't happen. And I give guys a lot of leeway for acts of emotion in sports. I think to get upset at guys for showing emotions in a time where it is ultra competitive and all of that, I think can be a little absurd that we try to do that. But this was a nothing play, right? Like, it was frustrating that an error led to some more runs coming in and kind of putting that game out of reach. But it's not like he got shoved or anything like that. It was an exchange of words and he pushed a guy in the face. Like, just absolutely cannot happen at any point. But when you are going through 7 games in 7 days to start the season, and those 7 games are with the Rays and the Astros, and by the way, 2 of your top 3 or 4 relievers aren't in the lineup right now, and you need all the bullpen help you can get, to be suspended for basically a series, depending on how the appeal goes, it simply cannot happen. It puts your team in a really, really bad spot. And this is a guy who's kind of on the fringes anyway. So not impressed. Very, very much not impressed with Yenesis Cabrera. All right. That is what happened over the weekend. I think as we go along here on the Catlin Autocast, we will have a bit more of a traditional, like, what happened last week? And now what's happening this week? But because it's been opening week and all of those things, just thought we would get that in here to get an extra show in here, and then we kind of break things up a little bit. But we are going to look at the week ahead as the Blue Jays play 6 games this week, 3 against the Houston Astros and 3 against the New York Yankees. For the Astros, it is going to be Francis against Blanco in Game 1 tonight. Game 2 should be a good one with Barrios against Framber Valdez, and Game 3, Bassett against Javier. Then they go into New York. It'll be the Yankees season opening, or a home opening series of the season. Marcus Stroman gets the start for the home opener for the Yankees. It's an 11 o'clock Mountain Time start on Friday, so 1 o'clock Eastern Time. You have Kikuchi going up against Stroman, and then it'll probably be Gausman and Francis going in the last two games of that series. Interested to see Francis tonight, and he is absolutely being thrown to the wolves in his first couple of starts of the season. But look, like, this is a tough stretch, and to come out with a split against Tampa Bay makes you feel really good about where this team is at. And I understand that the Astros just got swept in four by the Yankees. This is still a good baseball team. Make no mistake about it. So if, like, the odds are, the looking at the pitching matchups, the odds are you could absolutely drop both of these series. Even if you play well, you could drop both of these series. But what we're looking for from Toronto, A, Bowden Francis, he is someone who I said could be a breakout pitcher this year. Well, here's your chance to break out with a couple of very important games against the Astros and the Yankees to start your season. Because if the Jays are going to get to where they want to get to this year, those are going to be guys who they, or those are going to be teams that they're going to have to go up against all season long and be battling with all season long. So a good chance for him to come out there and make a statement early on that he is going to be competitive in these games. But I would say 2-4 kind of seems like it. If you come out of this 3-3, I think you're doing great. Anything less than 2-4, it's been a bad week. Anything above 3-3, it has been a very, very good week as you then get ready for your home opener next week. A couple of things. I like, again, Francis, he gets to really set the tempo for himself and kind of set the pace here for this Blue Jays team going into this series against Houston. They're feeling good coming off of a nice performance. You kind of used a couple of the long guys in that game with Gausman, which frustrated me a little bit, but I kind of understand it. If Francis can go out there, give you 5-6 pretty strong innings. The thing with Houston, you do have to get to him early because that bullpen, the back end of it, is probably the best in baseball. So we'll see if Francis can keep the Jays in these games against the Astros and then against the Yankees at the end of the week. Barrios was great. Didn't feel very comfortable with that, but Framber Valdez was my pick to win the Cy Young this year. And then Javier has been big in some spots against Bassett, who pitched well in that first game. So we will see what happens there behind him. On the opposition side, we just kind of ran through the pitchers for Houston. I have no idea what to expect from Marcus Stroman at Yankee Stadium. Vlad Guerrero Jr. always plays well in the Bronx. We will see if Marcus Stroman, you know he's going to be emotional. And if the Jays can get to him early, they can make it a really, really rough day for Marcus Stroman in the Bronx. And then lastly, like, just looking for Vlad to stay hot. He has been on it to start this season so far, and absolutely love to see that from him. And that we've talked about it before. That is so important for this Blue Jays team. We'll see what's going on with Bo's health, but Springer has been on it, and you started to see Justin Turner start to chip away at things in the fourth game of the season there. All right, that is going to do it for today's Catlin AutoCast. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If you're listening in podcast form, I do these on YouTube. Check them out, but also make sure you subscribe and leave a review. If you are watching on YouTube and you only want the Blue Jays content on here, make sure you subscribe to the channel and then follow along on the playlist, podcast, however they do it here on YouTube. But there are just Catlin AutoCast playlist available here, but I do a whole lot of stuff. There's going to be a Couch Potato Diary coming out later on today. A lot of focus this week on WrestleMania. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today, and follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm at Primetime Klein. Check me out, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK, doing a Toronto Blue Jays franchise on there. So, come say hi whenever I'm doing that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to all of you later. Have a great day, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.